And now it's time, hard workers. This is where you get your paper and pen out. And you're going to write down something on that paper that you're going to do differently as a result of listening to this show today. Because this segment right now is for leaders or managers that want to become leaders or people that are going to be leaders at some point in their careers. We have leadership lessons from Coach Larry. With no further ado, take it away, Coach Larry.
Today I'm going to share some tips so that your internal emails get noticed and people take action. This may sound pretty basic, but I can tell you firsthand, it doesn't matter if you're the boss, the CEO, or you want to share that the office has just won the lottery pool. Emails simply don't get attention. So the first thing we need to do is explore, why does this happen? Why do you send an email asking people to take action and they completely ignore you, even if you are the boss? First of all, please don't take it personally. And by personally, I mean that it really is your fault. No, seriously. We have thousands upon thousands of things competing for our attention every day. I know myself, I will open an email and say, oh yeah, I need to do that. Oh, it's due next week. When I'm at my best, I put a reminder in my calendar, but if that next to-do buzzes in, whether it's a text, someone stopping by, or if there's free donuts in the break room, then your email and your task that you just sent me, now it's old news. But today I'm not going to talk about how to manage your tasks or emails, but I want to give you some tips that will increase the likelihood of people taking action on your emails. The first tip came from my old workplace. We decided as a group that we would create subject lines that clearly stated the expectation of the reader. We used three prompts. We would start the subject line with action required, or response required, or for your information, or FYI. And if it was an action or response required, we would put a due date in the heading. These specific ones may not work in your office, but find out what does. A couple of hints when it comes to assigning due dates, and this comes from psychology. What happens when you give someone 2 weeks to do something? Well, typically they either forget or take the full 2 weeks. If you give the person 1 week to do something, then it gets their attention. Many people are pressure prompted. I know I am. Now, that doesn't mean that you give them 1 week to do something that takes 2 weeks, but be careful not to set a task too far into the future because people are going to forget it. You know, another thing that really grinds my gears, it's when I get an email forwarded to me that contains a super long string of emails that sometimes go back weeks in time. The original subject line has been forwarded multiple times, and many times it's not relevant anymore. And the worst part about it is that that sender doesn't even specify what they need. They just forward the email, and they expect me to read the whole history and pick out the action items. And guess what? I used to do that. I would read the whole thing, and by doing that, I was reinforcing this poor behavior that Larry's going to figure it out. So tip number two, if you want people to pay attention to your emails, check the subject line to make sure it still makes sense, and then summarize what you want them to do at the top. That's courtesy. Don't just ask them to read the whole string of emails. You need to make it easy for them. Thirdly, I like reading emails that are scannable. Yes, you may be an excellent and entertaining writer, but in business, we need to always assume that people simply don't have the time to read. I'm not saying it's right, but they don't. So put the ask up front in the email. Use words like what you need to do, what I expect from you. Use bullets, use numbers, bold things. And you could always provide more information, you know, for that person that always likes to read the whole history. But tell them that if they want more information, read below. Finally, get agreement from your team that everyone will follow these guidelines. It doesn't work so well if only a handful of people are using these tips. And stick to it. In no time, it will become a habit, and you're going to notice that your emails are getting the attention they deserve. So let me know how it goes. And if you have additional tips, I'd love to hear about them. You can reach out to me on LinkedIn or via my website, MendozaAndO'Brien.com.
Guys, that's Coach Larry right there. Larry O'Brien, Mendoza and O'Brien. I want you to link in with Larry O'Brien. I want you to follow Larry. And if your company has managers that you want to transform into more effective leaders, reach out to Coach Larry. He is the best in the business. I've known Larry for over 25 years. He is a professional. He is at the top of his game. And if you need help, you call Larry.